Take eight.
Welcome back to episode 6 of the Off the Rim podcast. I'm here with the idiot.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? It's Jordan.
You really just let me call you the idiot. Imagine. So getting into this episode 6, we're going to talk about a couple of things, including our predictions for the MVP and Rookie of the Year, our predictions for the conference finals of this year's NBA playoffs, and where we think Kevin Love will end up being traded.
And we might talk about a few sensitive topics as well. As you might notice by now, Brian is not here.
He was actually in a serious accident when he was suffocated in between Lizzo's.
Also, skip to 5 minutes and 34 seconds if you want a quick laugh.
5 minutes, 34 seconds.
All right, get into it.
All right, so first thing we're going to talk about is our MVP predictions. Jordan, would you like to start that off, or would you like me to?
Yeah, I'm going to go for my MVP prediction. So far is the Greek freak, James Harden.
He's a freak in multiple ways. Wait.
The reason why I'm saying Giannis is because he's honestly just, like, he's probably the best rocket to ever touch the planet of the Earth. Okay, I'm gonna stop trolling, but it actually is Giannis because he's just a freaking nature. He's gonna go back to back. He's been averaging his stats mental. Like, it's ridiculous what this man can do on a basketball court.
I mean, never. I'm not even gonna say that. I'm just gonna keep to myself today. Okay, so my prediction is Anthony Davis. Now, the reason I say Anthony Davis is he's not really being talked about much for an MVP candidate, but I think it should be him right now because he's averaging 2 steals and 3 blocks, which is just Defensive Player of the Year numbers, which should already boost his stats, along with 27 points per game and 9 rebounds on a Lakers team that's 23-3. So I think if he can just, like, stay hot like he's been the last, like, week or two, and he can up his averages just a little bit more on, like, the offensive side, I think he can get this.
That's hot.
So next up, we're going to talk about our Rookie of the Year predictions. Now, when we first filmed this episode, Jordan was very uneducated, so I'm just hoping you have a better answer than what you had last time.
Okay, so for Rookie of the Year prediction, I'm going to say that RJ Barrett goes on a tear, okay? All of the other rookies tear the ACLs, and he wins Rookie of the Year.
It's a strange prediction, but all right.
Okay, so you see, RJ Barrett, he's going to be on a bit of a slump. You know how he's been doing, how he's doing. He's doing his thing. It's going to be the All-Star break, okay? And then he's going to go out and hand everybody a pink sheet, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Cooper, you're up.
Okay, so my prediction for the Rookie of the Year is actually Mac Miller. Okay, so actually, I'm going to go with Kendrick Nunn because I think his story is going to buy into the narrative that the voters want, just like how it was with Malcolm Brogdon, and I think they're going to give him the award. So, like, and another reason is because Ja Morant's very injury-prone. I feel like if Ja Morant is able to stay healthy for the rest of the year, or at least, like, mostly healthy, it'll be his award. But if he ends up, like, sustaining more injuries like he has been, I think it'll be Kendrick Nunn. Because Kendrick Nunn is averaging, off the top of my head, I think, like, 17-3-3 on, like, 45% from the field and 35% from three. So he's very good numbers for a team where he's not even the main option, which is what Ja Morant is. So I think it's Kendrick Nunn.
I think another big topic that you put up there was a story. Like that movie, like, it was so scary. Jesus.
Like, die in a fire.
That's what the nun did as well. I'm pretty sure. I closed my eyes. That part was scary.
Jordan, so, did you even go to that movie?
I did go to the movie, okay? I brought a blanket. I closed my eyes the entire movie. Saw about 2 scenes in total. Nearly shot myself.
Jordan, you fell through a trap door when we went to a haunted house. Brian fell through Lizzo's cheeks and he's now dead. I think your whole family just needs to calm down.
Well, I mean, speaking of Lizzo, don't show your cheeks during the Lakers game.
I mean, we got 30, 40 more seconds. Yeah, Lizzo, chill on that.
like, I can understand, like, okay, maybe if you wore that attire and you decided, hey, you know what, I'm just gonna wear this, be me. Well, not actually, no, don't be you, but be you, you know? Like, don't go out, start showing your ass to everybody, because that's just unsportsmanlike conduct right there, 15-year penalty. All right, you know? Wear what you wanna wear, but actually wear something.
I'm just gonna let this timer roll out because I know it's coming up. Three,
Fart
two,
noise.
one.
Boom. Fart noise in your face.
Wow. So another dimension on the another thing about the Lizzo encounter that I thought was funny is earlier in the game when she was being interviewed and she says that Karl Anthony Towns was her baby. She loves Karl Anthony Towns. LeBron was right next to it because like Lizzo said, she loves number 3-2, which is Karl Anthony Towns. And LeBron wears number 2-3. So LeBron ran away like he was making sure Lizzo wasn't dyslexic.
Okay,
So our next topic is our conference final, our like conference final and finals predictions.
okay, so I'm just gonna go ahead say it right now. I think in the East, it's going to be, hold up, clicked on the wrong thing, standings. It's going to be the Knicks versus the 76ers. I mean, the Knicks are 24-3. They're doing mad things. 10-0
You
in the last
stole my
10.
joke, you idiot.
And they've just been going on a tear. Again, like I said, James Harden gonna be the MVP. He's out there in the West on the Knicks doing his thing. And the Heat as well. I meant to say the Heat, not 76ers, are 19-7. 7-3 over the last 10. I know the Sixers are 9-1, but they got Jimmy. They got the Nun. They got Miami behind them.
They got the hero, Tyler Hero.
And I just think that that those two teams are gonna go at it at a solid Eastern Conference Finals that goes six games.
And who wins that?
Who wins the Knicks?
Wait, I forgot you actually said the Knicks.
No, the Bucks.
Okay. And your West
Over
predictions?
on the West, I have Lakers versus the Rockets. Now, no trolling here. The Lakers, you know, they're just being the Lakers right now. They're doing their thing. Showtime
Shout
is
out my
back in
Lakers.
business. Just because you said that, the Lakers suck arse.
Jordan, you don't even have a favorite team.
You're right, I don't, but I think it's gonna be something you watch in the next podcast. So that's right. And next one, what? It's gonna be
Yeah,
Lakers,
we're actually
Rockets.
pumped.
Gonna be Lakers, Rockets. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, that duo will find their light. They will shine in the playoffs. But the Lakers will win in five. And it will be Lakers, Bucks in the finals. And Lakers will win in seven.
All right. So for me, in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Conference seizure, I have Juice WRLD versus Cameron Boyce.
Oh my. I'm already choking.
Sponsorships today.
Wait. I'm not done holding my side. Has just
Okay.
been a catastrophe.
I love you, sponsorships. Please don't leave. In all reality, in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Conference Finals, I have the Bucks versus the Sixers. I have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons falling apart in the playoffs as the Bucks expose their shooting woes, and the Bucks win in five games.
I was running
And
through the six with my woes.
it was my woes, with my woes, yes, my woes.
Dylan,
And
you have to go.
in the Western Conference Finals, I have XXXTentacion versus Nipsey Hussle.
Never said who actual teams are, bro.
Okay, actually, I have the Lakers versus the Clippers. I think it's going to be an all-time great battle. LeBron versus Kawhi. Lakers win in seven.
And then the East, actually.
Oh yeah, in the East, Lakers or the Bucks in five. I remember I said Bucks versus Sixers.
Yeah, okay.
And in
And
the
then
West, Lakers, Clippers, Lakers win in seven. So in the finals,
finals.
I also have Lakers versus Bucks. I have this being a good matchup too, but I just don't think the Bucks would have enough star power to deal with the Lakers, and the Lakers win it in six games.
Okay. Outstanding words there. Just Martin Luther King type shit right there.
Yeah, just getting shot up. Last topic of the day. I hate myself for these jokes. Literally, kill me, like in a fire. Like
burn me. Speaking of fire, the Knicks are an absolute dumpster fire of an organization.
Sell the team, Dolan.
Not sell the team, just abolish it. Like, honestly, like, you can probably...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just totally dropped the lid to my hydro flask on my balls, and I think I'm going to die.
Okay, but no, honestly, I feel like you can get five bums from New York, okay, that have like, never seen a basketball in their life.
Ugly Joe.
Get them on the court.
You get Scraggly Joe off freaking Main Street to come play your point guard. He's averaging more points than Dennis Smith Jr.
Yo, dude, to be honest, bro, you can get somebody who is just pissing in a bin, okay? Get him on the court.
Literally get
Willie out, and they will probably dunk on Giannis.
Bro, literally just get Scraggly Joe from the dumpster outside of Vinny's Pizza, throw him on the Knicks as a point guard, and he's playing better than Dennis Smith Jr. already.
Bro, you can get somebody, bro. You can get somebody that just came out of the womb, slap him on the court, average 30 points a game on the Knicks.
Get the Karen that's protesting down there on the at the Statue of Liberty. Go throw her on the team. She's averaging more points than what's his face, RJ Barrett, on more better efficiency.
Yo, bro, you can get somebody, all right, that literally came from the Holocaust, okay, and they will score 30 points against the freaking Knicks on any given night.
Kevin Knox is a basketball player. Mitchell Robinson is tall. Taj Gibson is bald. Better watch out.
Bro, you can get a fucking dog, okay? I'm put him on point guard and he will do better than Dennis Smith.
Facts. I mean, I'm not too far. I'm going to keep that to myself.
You can get a stuffed animal, all right? Put him on the court, bro. Drop 30 points on the Knicks.
Okay, so...
You can get a famous person's coffin, put it on the court, drop 30 on the Knicks.
You can get Stephen A. Smith, have him just yell the entire time, and he's going to somehow have the ball bounce off his head and go in and score more points than freaking Taj Gibson.
You can have X's left arm on the freaking basketball court score 30 points on the Knicks.
You can have the 71 pounds of weed that Juice had on his plane, and it'll score more points than the Knicks.
You can have Juice WRLD's pilot go on the court and score 31 points against the Knicks.
And all he'll do is just complain to the refs, you know, snitch, and he'll get points rewarded to him.
Bro, you can get the rats that live inside of 6ix9ine's ass. They will score 30
on the Knicks. Okay, I think after this little tangent, we've lost all the seven Knicks followers.
Yo, okay, we got a new title. How many people can you name that can score 30 points on the Knicks?
I mean, you can get
a luggage, okay, that came straight from JFK Airport, put it on the court, and score 30 points on the Knicks.
Mate, just go to the local LA Fitness, get some freaking juicer out there who's on the juice, who's out there going try hard. He's looking like Wilt Chamberlain on the Knicks.
Bro, you can get KSI, bro. Give him two minutes of basketball training. He'll go out there and score 100 on the Knicks.
My left nut on 3 pounds of crack can score 70 on the Knicks.
Bro, get Lizzo's ass out there. 30 points on the Knicks. 10 minutes.
Lizzo's cheeks can score 30 on the Knicks.
Yo, Lizzo's tongue alone. 30 points on the Knicks. The CEO, okay. Bro, get him on the court. 30 points on the Knicks.
I could score a couple points on the Knicks.
Bro, put a Cheeto on the court, 30 points against the Knicks. They get the Knicks.
Bro, Jose Altuve can score like 20 on the Knicks.
Bro, get fucking Conor McGregor on the court, 30 points on the Knicks.
My little sister's Elf on the Shelf can score like 40.
get a belt in... Tiffany's, all right, put on the court, score 30 points on the Knicks.
My dad's belt that he uses to whip me could score 20 points on the Knicks.
Yo, LeBron's headband can score 20 points on the Knicks.
LeBron's hairline can score 35 on the Knicks.
Carmelo, yo, Dennis Smith Jr. can be playing on the Knicks, score 30 points against the Knicks.
Antonio Brown can score 25 on the Knicks. Antonio Brown.
Yeah, no, Antonio Brown was just complaining about the helmets.
Yeah, facts. There isn't even helmets. Kobe Bryant's not yet born daughter can score like 30.
I was gonna say that. My daughter, yo, I cannot on the freaking court. I'll probably score 30 points on the Knicks.
Probably. My fish Melvin can score like 20.
Yo, DJ Khaled's pinky ring can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Oh my god. Martin Luther King can score like 25.
Lee Harvey Oswald's gun can score 30 points on the net.
Oh my god. The Trojan horse can score like 30.
The Trojan I used last night can score 30 points on
I think that's where we end this tangent.
Homer Simpson can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Lisa Simpson can score 30 on the Knicks.
Okay, Maggie Simpson can score 30 points on the Knicks.
We're done. We're done. We're done. We've already pissed off enough Knicks fans. All right. So,
dude, all you see is the population of New York outside my house.
All you see is the population, the suicide rates of people in New York dropping all the way going up to like 95%. And the only 5% that aren't there are the Nets fans because nobody watches the Nets.
Yo, freaking. Was it Charles Oakley that got kicked out? Charles Oakley can score 30 points on the Knicks and then kicked out.
Bro, Bill Russell could like probably actually score like 15 on the Knicks. It's not even like current day Bill Russell could probably score 15 on the Knicks. Like I'm not even capping about that one.
Yo, freaking Derrick Rose with zero knees can probably score 30 points on the Knicks.
All right, okay, enough. We're done.
Lieutenant I was gonna Dan go to the can probably score 30 points on the Knicks. Oh my God.
Okay. So we were going to talk about Kevin Love next, but I think that this New York Knicks rant, we're not going to top this, so I think we should just be done.
Speaking of Kevin Love, if you chop off Kevin Love's left nut, he can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Why you gotta be nuttist? Even his right nut could score like 30 on the Knicks.
Yo, the freaking mascot for the Cheetos can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Chester Cheetah.
Yo, but... fucking TV.
Bro, my TV. Bro, freaking. I really wanted to make a joke right there, but I held it in because I actually know people that would have known this joke, and I'll just tell it to you after the recording.
Yo, the dead fetus found in the toilet bowl can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Okay, we're done. We're done. Thank you for watching.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles can probably score 100 combined.
We're done. We're done. We're done. This is enough, Nick Hate. I'm sorry, Knicks fans. Not really. You deserved it. Y'all are annoying.
Nick Cage can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Nick Cage would score 100 points on any team.
Yo, one of Michael Jackson's victims can score 30 points on the Knicks.
Michael Jackson himself could score like 40 on the Knicks. And by 40, I mean 40 of the Knicks' children.
Yo. Fucking Hitler can score 30 points on the Knicks right now.
Okay, we're done. I've said we're done like 1,000 times, but we're done. Thank you for watching this episode. Please share with your friends. We all have autism. Bye.
Once again, thank you to Anchor.